News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And with the latest news, weather, and traffic coming your way on this chilly Friday morning, 34 at our studios here at Airport and 65. We'll check Dr. Bill's forecast in 1 second. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the spring of Toyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department there at westbound I-10 between Range Line and 65. They've got an accident with injuries so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. You've got a chilly start, but no accidents. And northbound 65 for Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland, checking in with no delays. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and in Foley on McKenzie Street across the street from the golf course. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, or pain, you may receive relief with Lotus CBD products. Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and mild with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
You had record highs in the Dow back on like January 19th. Just last week, you had record highs in the NASDAQ and the S&P 500, and then straight down as investors grapple with the uncertainty of the coronavirus.
There's Christine Romans checking in, and that's exactly right. From record highs to correction levels, last 6 days have been tough for the markets amid worries over the coronavirus. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a second. Also keep you in the loop, news, weather, and traffic as the city wakes up. So the traffic issues out there. We'll keep you a step ahead, plus staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast for the weekend and a weekend weather scale. And heck, look at this. We've been two days with no rain?
Man, it felt nice, too.
2 days with no rain. Today looks like no rain.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow looks like no rain.
Why do I feel like you're going to have bad news?
Then we'll let Dr. Bill do the rest of that coming up in just a little bit. Also, as some more discussion out there on the coronavirus, remember we talked about yesterday with the big run on all the masks? That people are, you know, you can't, you go to Amazon, they're sold out. You know, you go looking elsewhere, they're sold out of the N95 and above mask, or NP95.
Yeah.
I don't know, NP95 and above mask.
And if you can get them, the prices are all jacked up on the secondary market.
Right. Well, now, just like we said yesterday, they've doubled down, CDC saying, the masks are for sick people.
Okay.
This is very different. You think the people you put the mask on to avoid getting the coronavirus in or whatever, the flu or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Their CDC is doubling down and saying, actually, the right thing to do with it is the sick person puts that thing on so they can't sneeze out or
keep it from going out rather than keep it from coming in.
Right. But who wants to do that? Because if you do that, then you're identified as a sick person.
Yeah.
See, I think they don't think about the...
Maybe you want to be identified as... I don't like talking to people.
You know, yeah, right. You do for a living. What we could do is if you're trying to clear a line, like the families, my family's just getting back from Disney.
Mm-hmm.
One of the many things I don't like about Disney, which is, I know people can't, are all the other people.
Yes.
I think if we could go to Disney as a family and nobody would be there, Daddy would have a better time.
Probably.
Maybe if I just had one of those masks on, identified, just clear. You talk about a fast pass.
Yeah, that
if I
would
walk
be...
up in line with that, people just get out the way.
Your own fast pass. Genius.
Yeah, it's just, I'm always thinking here. Also, on the way, we'll look at what happened as they wrapped it up for this week in Montgomery, what happened in the House. Also, what's happening with the Alabama Democratic Party, the Nancy Worley Joe Reed faction. Got some bad news yesterday. We'll talk about that. Also coming up in sports.
Well, the basketball state championships roll on in Birmingham. A tough day yesterday for some of our local teams. And in the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, have you heard of this guy, Henry Ruggs?
Yeah.
Played football for Alabama.
University.
Yeah. He's pretty fast. He's actually so fast, he ran the fastest 40-yard dash yesterday. I'll tell you how fast he ran.
All right, good stuff. Now let's check more on coronavirus and stocks out there. Steve Kastenbaum from Westwood One.
The end of the trading day couldn't come soon enough yesterday as stock prices took a nosedive in the last hour and showed no signs of slowing down. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 1,190 points. It was the worst single-day point loss in the Dow's history, a drop of 4.4%. The S&P 500 also lost 4.4%, and the NASDAQ fell 4.6%. Those losses on Wall Street wiped out $1 trillion in value. It was the worst down day since 2011 and the worst week at the New York Stock Exchange since the financial crisis in 2008. We're in what they call a correction phase when the stock market has fallen 10% from its most recent high. Corrections aren't unusual, but this correction took only 10 trading days to be realized, the fastest correction in the stock market's history. Goldman Sachs analysts issued guidance saying they believed companies would show no earnings growth because of the impact of the COVID-19 coronavirus, meaning earnings would stay flat compared to last year. Dozens of companies, including Microsoft, Apple, and Anheuser-Busch, said their supply chains had been interrupted, causing their stocks to fall. But 3M's stock was among the few that went up. 3M is a major producer of face masks and other protective garments. Here in the U.S., CNN business writer Matt Egan said our consumer-driven economy hasn't shown any signs of wavering.
But if there was a health scare here, which hopefully there won't be, but if there were, it's easy to see how this health crisis can turn into an economic one.
If suddenly people stopped going out shopping, stopped going to the movies and other entertainment events, stopped traveling and stopped doing other things for fear of coming into contact with the virus, it would be a major problem. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
So this sounds like it is a, for us here stateside, a supply side issue for the market, and really just a projection of that supply side on things like components that go into iPhones and things like that. But right now on the consumer side, consumers are strong, and I think there's, I'm not giving you any stock tips here, but I think there are opportunities available in the market out there.
That's all I ask for.
Opportunities. 6:13, let's check in with News 5.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. More witnesses will take the stand today as prosecutors lay out their case against an alleged white supremacist accused of kidnapping and raping a woman in Florida. This comes after the victim took the stand yesterday. Joshua Edwards accused of kidnapping the woman from a gas station in Pensacola and raping her in a park. Saraland school officials are making special accommodations for families affected by ongoing flooding. They say students who go to the city's elementary, middle, and high schools can walk home after being dropped off as long as they have a written note signed by their parents. This comes as many living in Bayou Sara deal with rising floodwaters. The area is expected to stay at a major flood stage until Tuesday. The Wharf Amphitheater once again nominated for the Academy of Country Music's Outdoor Venue of the Year Award. The popular venue brings dozens of bands and performers to Orange Beach every year. The ACM Awards air at 7 p.m. on April 5th on WKRG. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloni.
Danny Perry will be a working Mobile County treasurer. For 40 years, Danny Perry has been a small business owner, working and watching his money. Danny Perry will watch the money of all the taxpayers of Mobile County just like he watched his own. A native Mobilian, a product of the Mobile County public school system, has been on the Mobile County Republican Executive Committee for a quarter century, has served on the South Alabama Regional Planning Commission, the Board of Equalization for Mobile County, Alabama Vocational Education Committee, and an active benefactor of the McGill Toolin Foundation. Danny Perry, for 16 years, served on the board of the Mobile Transit Authority and has served as treasurer of the Alabama Transit Association and on the State Board of Electrical Examiners. Danny Perry wants to continue his service to all the taxpayers of Mobile County. Danny Perry will be your working county treasurer.
Paid for by Danny Perry for treasurer, Mobile County, Republican primary.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Amendment 1 on your March 3rd ballot would take away your right to vote for state school board and make them all appointed by Governor Ivey. I'm Jim Ziegler, your state auditor. I ask you to vote no on Amendment 1. The same Montgomery insiders that rammed through the gas tax are now trying to get control of the education and retirement funds. The Common Sense Campaign authorized this ad to vote no on Amendment 1.
Good morning, 616 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Alabama High School Basketball State Championships will wrap up tomorrow in Birmingham. Yesterday, they played the semifinal games in 7A and also the 1A State Championship games. Unfortunately, our local teams fell just short of moving on to the finals. The Fairhope boys team lost to Mountain Brook 60-50. Spartans will face Lee Montgomery for the 7A title on Saturday night at 5:45. Mountain Brook looking to win their fourth blue map in a row. The McGill Tulane's girls team lost to Spain Park 48-35 in the 7A semifinals. Spain Park will take on Hoover on Saturday for the title. St. Luke's girls team came close to winning the 1A championship, but fell to Spring Garden in yesterday's game 53-45. And Pickens County won the 1A boys title with a 57-55 win over Lynette. Today there are six state championships on the line. In 2A for the girls championship, Collinsville plays Cold Springs at 9 a.m. this morning. And in the boys championship, Barber County faces Calhoun at 10:45. In 3A for the girls, one of our local teams, T.R. Miller, will face Pisgah at 12:30. And in the boys 3A championship, Pike County will face Lauderdale County at 2:15. In 4A, Williamson facing Talladega for the boys' championship. That game will be played at 5:45 tonight. Before that, at 4, the Anniston and Deschler girls will play for the 4A championship. Then tomorrow in 5A, Charles Henderson plays Madison Academy for the girls' championship, and Fairfield plays Centerpoint for the boys' championship. In 6A, Hazel Green plays McAdory for the girls' championship, and Huffman faces Bessemer City for the boys' championship, and that will all be followed by the 7A title games. Yesterday at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, quarterbacks, tight ends, and receivers worked out on the field for teams. Unsurprisingly, former Alabama wide receiver Henry Ruggs was the fastest on the field. Ruggs ran an official 4.27-second 40-yard dash. Jeez.
He made that look easy. 4.28. Can of corn.
Wow.
A can of corn. They broke that back out. That was the second fastest time in the last 14 years. Receiver John Ross ran a record 4.22 40-yard dash back in 2017.
Okay, so it's 4.2 what?
4.27 was the official time. They said 4.28. That's what they initially thought.
So 40 yards.
40-yard dash.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, four Mississippi.
That's it. And he was gliding. If you see the video of Ruggs, he was absolutely moving.
I mean, you hear those stats get rolled out, but just to sit there and just count that out and to run 40 yards and that.
Yeah. I can't remember my fastest ever 40-yard dash, and it's probably because it wasn't laser timed and accurate, but
right.
I think I was right in the mid-fives, late fives maybe.
5 minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
I think I'm sub-5 minutes in my 40-yard dash.
I'm sub-five. Fellow former Tide receiver Jerry Jeudy ran a 4.46 yesterday. He also had offensive linemen, running backs, and special teamers bench pressing on Thursday with Fresno State's Natani Muti outpacing everyone. Muti benched 225 pounds 44 times. The fifth most reps since 2000. But it was actually a punter who stole the show. Arizona State's Michael Turk was the only kicker or punter to take part in the bench press this year. He ended up putting up 25 reps of 225, better than all but one of the tight ends and all 33 wide receivers.
A punter?
Yeah. 25 reps of 225 pounds.
Missed punter. His calling, man.
And seriously, you might want to get him out there to block on other plays.
Wow.
Auburn defensive tackle Derek Brown is expected to be a top draft pick in April. Yesterday, he told media that playing in the SEC has prepared him for the big league.
you know, week in, week out, you know, we're going against the best talent in the country. So, I mean, those guys, you know, on the other side of the ball, you know, they're trying to do the same thing I'm trying to do. And, you know, it's just about who can impose a will on another person.
Today, Brown and the rest of the defensive linemen, along with the linebackers, will take the field for day three of on-field workouts. Here's the schedule for college basketball this weekend. Here at home, we've got a South Alabama doubleheader against their rival Troy. The women's team takes the court at the Mitchell Center at 4, followed by the men's team at 6 at the Mitchell Center. In the SEC tomorrow, we've got a full slate. At 11 a.m., LSU hosts Texas A&M. At noon, Ole Miss hosts Vanderbilt. At 1 o'clock, Tennessee will host Florida. At 2:30, Mississippi State plays at Missouri. And then, oh, this is a big game. At 2:45, number 8-ranked Kentucky hosts number 15, Auburn. You can hear that game right here on FM Talk 106.5. At 5, Georgia hosts Arkansas, and at 7:30, Alabama hosts South Carolina. 6:21 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Warwick, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
What is today? Today's the day you do absolutely nothing. Put it on silent nothing, because you aren't one to let chore time get in the way of your time. And that's why you use Echo Outdoor Power Equipment. Save 15% on select Echo Pro Grade string trimmers, chainsaws, and blowers during the Echo one-day sales event, and take the hassle out of yard work.
Visit Baldwin Tractor and Equipment on Friday, March 6th from 8 to 5 and take advantage of 15% off select Echo products. That's Friday the 6th at Baldwin Tractor and Equipment on Highway 59 in Robertsdale.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and mild with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join me for lunch and a live broadcast of Midday Mobile on Monday from the Dumbwaiter, located in the heart of downtown Mobile at 167 Dolphin Street, as we enjoy classic Southern dishes with their own special flavor, great quality ingredients, and a great atmosphere. It is Monday from noon to 2, the Dumbwaiter, featured on the Travel Channel's hit show Food Paradise, and top of the list of where to eat and drink in Mobile. Come see us for a live broadcast of Midday Mobile and some fantastic lunch at the Dumbwaiter, Monday from noon to 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, they're working at Axton now, westbound I-10 between 65 and Rangeline. But beyond that, it's a great start across the Bayway and the Causeway. No problems from Airport, Dolphin, and Spring Hill at 65 and Old Pass Cagoula, Highway 90, Schillinger, and Three Knots from Tillman's Corner and Theodore running smooth. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2020 Corolla with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 6:23 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, on the way about 10 minutes from right now. We can talk some leap year here in a second as well. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. That's my buddy Trey, and he's been doing this for Mobile and Baldwin Counties for over 11 years now, and it's pretty simple. You've got junk, he makes it go away. Now, that's the simple part of it. What's really cool is the fact that you can go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or get on the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK, get all the resources of the big national company, but what do? They put you in touch with my buddy Trey, and you set an appointment time. And that's an actual day and an actual time when it'll come out and look at the junk that you've identified you want gone, quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get it gone. That junk could be in your house, around your house, in a storage unit. It could be a house you're getting ready to sell. It could be your office that has gone pretty much 95% digital, but for some reason you still have gigantic Han metal filing cabinet. Well, not to project here. Listen, we've used them here at the station and at home as well. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Check them out. You got junk, you want it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, we'll do the leap year thing in a second here. Do want to give you a quick update on a story about the Alabama Democrat party here, and this is something we've discussed, over the last year and a half or so. I know I talked in depth one day, almost like an hour, with my friend Robert Kennedy Jr. about it. The headline this morning, Nancy from Yellowhammer News, Nancy Worley, Joe Reed faction of the Alabama Democratic Party dealt major blow with suit dismissal. The faction of the Alabama Democratic Party that maintains Nancy Worley is the rightful chairperson suffered a big defeat Thursday when Montgomery Judge Greg Griffin dismissed Worley's lawsuit that aimed to return her to power. Remember, she was not voted in as the leader, but she said she was anyway. It's like a Costanza moment or something. The opinion handed down by Griffin simply stated the judge did not believe he had jurisdiction over an intra-political party dispute. Now, the decision is a big win for Representative Chris England out of Tuscaloosa, who the Democratic National Committee, DNC, had already been dealing with as the chair of the party. England is supported by Alabama's lone statewide elected Democrat, who is Senator Doug Jones. Worley's most powerful ally in the party, Joe Reed, told the Montgomery Advertiser, "It's not over yet."
Of course okay. Not.
Of course it didn't. He added about the possibility of a federal lawsuit. "We've got a good case. I'm very satisfied we've got a good case." Whose money are they spending on the legal fees here? Just saying, Democrats. Dispute over control of the Alabama Democratic Party can be traced back to August of 2018 when Doug Jones attempted to install his ally, Peck Fox, as the new chairman of the party. We'll talk more about that in just a little bit.
Yeah, yes. And you mentioned England's the big winner in this, but also I would say Doug Jones, and many would say the rest of the Democrats in Alabama, the big winner with this.
Do you understand that there was a chance in all this that the Democrats would not be at the convention,
right?
Alabama would not have a delegation representing
that's
state. You know, when they go Republican convention, Democrat convention, they'll be from the great state of Alabama. It's and they'd be like just chairs.
Yeah, I don't know this stuff in depth, but I would say that's probably unprecedented.
It would look very bad, very bad for the state and for the Democrats in the state of Alabama. So that decision came out yesterday, and we'll get more on this coming up in just a little bit. Plus, it is Leap Day tomorrow. Okay. Now, I told you yesterday, one of my most retweeted items on my Twitter feed yesterday was the fact that Miller Lite has a promotion that if you buy your case of cold pops on Leap Day, they'll pay you back. You take a picture of the receipt and go through this app, and they PayPal you the money back. But there are some other things other than that to point out for Leap Day. So we'll talk about the stats here, the numbers on Leap Year, Leap Day, coming up in just a little bit. Plus, we'll check in with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, coming up in just a second. It's been dry for a couple days. How much longer can this no-rain stuff exist? We'll find out from Doc. And it's good news right now for folks dealing with that flooding up and down both sides of Mobile and Baldwin counties. On the river, Saraland, you look at the area around Cliffs Landing, Hubbard's, look up at Clark County, Washington County, Monroe County. Wow, we need some drying out. And Doc will talk about that coming up. News is next.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Starting today, crews will close part of Highway 31 in Spanish Fort as they work to install a drainage pipe. The section between Rita Avenue and Wakefield Drive will be shut down at 9 tonight. It's expected to reopen at 5 Sunday afternoon. A Florida man will spend the rest of his life in prison for shooting at officers during a traffic stop and chase in 2018. Christopher Chansey refused to pull over during that traffic stop, leading deputies on a chase, sometimes going 100 miles an hour. He then started shooting at deputies out of his car window. In December, he was found guilty. Chansey was sentenced to life in prison this week. A memorial service will be held next week for the Pensacola police officer who died after battling brain cancer. Friends and family will come together to honor Officer Stephen Grogan on Thursday, March 5th at 12:30. That service will be held at the Olive Baptist Church in Pensacola. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Could be another rough ride downhill on Wall Street today after yesterday's historic 1,200-point loss. Stock futures are down over 1% ahead of the opening bell. Global markets posting deep losses today. President Trump continues to shadow the Democrats on the campaign trail, as Bob Costantini reports from South Carolina.
He'll hold a rally tonight in North Charleston. South Carolina is a state he would be expected to win in November. The president plans a rally Monday night in a crucial Super Tuesday state, North Carolina. It could prove crucial in November because Mr. Trump has lost some support there. As for the top contenders here in tomorrow's vote, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders have events planned today, but only Biden will be here tomorrow night as results come in.
The mother and grandmother of a 13-year-old Alabama boy found naked and chained inside a Prattville, Alabama home have been sentenced to 20 years in prison. The boy and two other children were removed from that home. The boy's stepfather got 30 days. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kuschenko with Your Money Now. Futures on Wall Street are broadly lower after the main indexes plunged yesterday for the sixth straight session, with the S&P 500 confirming its fastest correction in history as the rapid global spread of coronavirus intensified worries about economic growth. The S&P 500 finished 12% below its February 19th record close, marking its fastest correction ever in just six trading days. The previous record was 9 days in early 2018. The Dow registered a record one-day point drop of 1,190. Food delivery giant DoorDash has taken a first formal step toward a stock market debut. The company has filed paperwork outlining its proposed public stock offering. There was no proposed date for an initial offering, which could be a long way off. Last year, rival Postmates delayed plans for an IPO, citing unfavorable market conditions. Analysts have said both DoorDash and Postmates are burning cash and need money-raising options as a third-party delivery business becomes competitive. Your money now.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 866-95-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 866-95-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building, fast and easy. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands, so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Now, weather. weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Another cold start this morning, down in the 30s, right?
Yeah, we've been down to the freezing point at the airport, at least to 31, although most areas are probably a little bit above the 32 mark, but that's the last we're going to see for quite a few days because we're going to see a slow warming trend onto the weekend. But we will have some dry weather for the next few days, and for today and tomorrow and Sunday, and just a slight chance of a shower on Monday. But then Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, I do expect a good chance for showers and possibly a thunderstorm or two. The dry weather is going to help across Alabama over the next few days, but that's the good news. The bad news is it looks like some heavy rain will be coming in the middle part of next week. But today, look for sunny skies, and we're going to warm up to 65 degrees today. High yesterday was only 54. And tonight, not as cold, around 40 degrees. And then for Saturday, sunny and a little warmer, 68. And that looks good. And it's going to be 68 again on Sunday under mostly sunny skies. You may see some clouds build through the afternoon hours. And then on Monday, mostly cloudy, slight chance of a shower, and we'll be in the low 70s. And as I mentioned, some rain for Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday, some scattered showers, 75 degrees, and a better chance for rain Tuesday night and Wednesday. Wednesday's high in the lower 70s. So definitely going to warm up, but the weekend looks really good.
All right, so we've got another, what, one, two, maybe 2.5 days with no rain?
Well, count today, Saturday, Sunday, and just a slight chance for Monday. So,
okay.
We can almost put that on the dry side for Monday. But Tuesday and Wednesday, that's a different story. We'll see rain there and then eventually clearing off for Thursday.
Yeah, because I'm, you know, like most people look at this river flood situation, trying to figure out if we're getting enough days here just to let it drop some before this next rain comes in. Because you said that's going to be, I mean, is significant rain coming Tuesday, Wednesday?
Particularly for central and northern Alabama, yeah, it'll be in for, again, some periods of heavy rain, especially late Tuesday and into Wednesday.
All right, so we'll at least get a few days to get some dry out there. And you talk about the this little patch of cold weather now is going to dissipate and we go back to warm. Are we, I mean, we at the turning point yet here for where we're kind of putting, after this, putting the freezing temps in a rear view? I mean, people are thinking about putting their tomatoes out, Dr. Bill. That's what
it
is.
Yeah, well, there's definitely a change looking at the maps now across North America. We don't see any real massive area of cold air up in Canada. And so that looks like we could very well be at that turning point now where it's going to be a little more challenging now to see any kind of freezing temperatures. It's still possible a light freeze might occur, but at least certainly as we go through this next week, even with a front coming through and with clearing off on Thursday, we're still going to be in the 60s for high temperatures. So yeah, it looks like a major change across the North American continent, and you might say that's beginning of spring.
All right, Dr. Bill, and remind folks, too, if they've yet to pick up their weather almanac, how do they pick it up? Where?
Yeah, in quite a few locations with Hancock Whitney Banks and Mobile and also on the Eastern Shore. And you'll also find the West Marine and Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. And over in the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply and the Autocraft Collision Center. And over at Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. And coming up next hour, your weekend weather scale. 34 now at our studios. Traffic coming up next.
Mobile County Treasurer Phil Benson is an Air Force veteran who used his GI Bill to obtain a bachelor's degree in accounting. After receiving his degree, Phil Benson spent the next three decades working in the private sector as a certified public accountant. Phil Benson is a man of faith that not only attends Christ United Methodist Church, but is also the church treasurer. Phil Benson is a Republican who has proudly served our country and supports all of President Trump's policies. For the past 7 years, Phil Benson has managed the Mobile County Treasury Department with honor and the utmost integrity to keep your tax dollar safe and secure. So, on March 3rd, let's keep Phil Benson working for us. Vote Phil Benson, Mobile County Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Phil Benson, Treasurer of Mobile County, and I would like to take this opportunity to ask for your vote and support for the Mobile County Treasurer on March 3rd.
Paid for by the Phil Benson Campaign.
Mobile Bay Coins, how may we help you?
Hey, Ron, it's Dave. You're not going to believe this. I need your help.
Dave, what did you do now? I almost don't want to ask.
Okay, well, here's the story. So little brother brought me a really cool fishing rod for Christmas, and I got to test it out last weekend, and we caught our limit, and I caught a huge speckled trout with a new lure I made.
I don't see the problem.
Okay, so Mama gave Mrs. Dave this beautiful pair of vintage gold dangly earrings. She got them from y'all, and so when the missus takes them off, she lays them right next to my tackle box.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yep, I had the only 18-karat gold fishing lure on the boat, and now I need it fixed. Quick.
Wow, that's a new one, even for you. We can certainly get those earrings repaired for you. You have any fresh fish you want to bring by?
Okay, Ron, I'm coming right over for the repairs, and maybe while I'm there, something nice for the missus.
We'll be ready, Dave.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
All right, tomorrow is Leap Day. Some Leap Day stats on the way. First thing we need to do on a Friday morning is check you right in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, South Water and Monroe Street, they've got an accident without injury. State troopers are clear. A nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway so far. That ride from Fairhope and Daphne, light traffic, Spanish Fort to Malvis, and no delays from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Just watch your speed in those school zones. The Renaissance Hotel and the Battle House Hotel and Spa are hosting a joint job fair Saturday, March 7th from 9 to 2 for 40-plus part and full-time positions. Applications must be completed online before attending the job fair by going to renaissancemobilejobs.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
I'm looking for judges that will respect the Constitution.
Conservative Republican Mary Windham for the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals. Presiding Judge Mary Windham is a former U.S. Attorney and Deputy Attorney General who knows how to keep our families safe. President Trump says that we need strong, conservative judges like Mary Windham to keep our country safe. Mary Windham supports our Constitution and our president.
Fellow Alabamians, I am honored to serve you as presiding judge on the Court of Criminal Appeals. 12 years ago, I made a promise to bring justice to the victims of crime. Today, we face great challenges here in Alabama and across our great nation, and I stand with President Trump. I humbly ask for your prayers, your support, and your vote in the Republican primary on March 3rd.
Re-elect Presiding Judge Mary Windham to the Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid by Judge Mary Windham, P.O. Box 3831, Montgomery 36109.
642 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Sports on the way with Dalton. Also, we'll check in with WKRG in just a second. And yeah, tomorrow, Leap Day. Here's some five facts about Leap Day, all right? And leap years here. We need leap days because it takes the Earth slightly longer than 365 days to circle the sun. It actually takes 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 45 seconds.
Nah.
So now you know. So without leap years, we'd be off by about 6 hours every year. Doesn't sound like much, but over 100 years, it adds up to about 25 whole days.
Wow.
So pushing near a month.
Yeah.
It's not as simple as adding a day every 4 years. For a particular year to be a leap year, three criteria must be met. Okay, number one, year must be evenly divisible by four. Okay, this is where I start getting confused. Two, if the year can also be evenly divided by 100, it's not a leap year.
Okay.
Divisible by 4, but not divisible by 100. And 3, if the year is evenly divisible by 400, then it is a leap year.
Okay.
Okay. That's why the year 2000 was a leap year, since it's divisible by 400, but year 2100 will not be a leap year. In addition to leap days and leap years, there's also a leap second.
Really?
The leap second, last leap second was added December 31st of 2016, and the next one might be added on December 31st of this year. Less than 0.07% of the world's population is estimated to have been born on February 29th, which means only about 205,000 people in the United States have a birthday tomorrow, or about 4.8 million people globally. People born during a leap year or on February 29th are known as leaplings.
Oh, I was going to say leap babies.
Leapers or leapsters. And some famous leapers include Tony Robbins, Antonio Sabato Jr., and Ja Rule.
Oh, awesome. Ja Rule, don't get any tickets from him. He might be messing with you. You know, I wonder, first off, this might be the first Saturday birthday for so many people that have leap year birthdays, like first time ever. But also, will the rotation of the Earth like grow, or are we going to have multiple leap days in the future, or are we stuck on this one leap day for
the rotation, is it, well, if we're adding leap seconds, there must be an adjustment to be made there. Now we're starting to get in cosmic talk here.
I'm not good at it.
All right, but tomorrow, leap day, 6:45, we'll check news next.
Our way of life is under attack from radical liberals and media elites who look down their noses at anyone who's Southern, conservative, Christian, and voted for President Trump. Chris Pringle is a South Alabama conservative we need to defend our values. Chris Pringle is pro-life, pro-gun, big-time pro-Trump, and doesn't care who knows it. Chris Pringle isn't politically correct and proud of it. He'll take on the liberal media and anyone else who mocks our conservative values. Chris Pringle will stand with President Trump to build the wall, protect the unborn, and defend our way of life from radical socialists like Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi. Standing with Trump and defending our South Alabama values. That's proud conservative Chris Pringle.
I'm Chris Pringle, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Chris Pringle for Congress.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. More witnesses will take the stand today as prosecutors lay out their case against an alleged white supremacist accused of kidnapping and raping a woman in Florida. This comes after the victim took the stand yesterday. Joshua Edwards accused of kidnapping the woman from a gas station in Pensacola and raping her in a park. Saraland school officials are making special accommodations for families affected by ongoing flooding. They say students who go to the city's elementary, middle, and high schools can walk home after being dropped off as long as they have a written note signed by their parents. This comes as many living in Bayou Sara deal with rising floodwaters. The area is expected to stay at a major flood stage until Tuesday. The Wharf Amphitheater once again nominated for the Academy of Country Music's Outdoor Venue of the Year Award. The popular venue brings dozens of bands and performers to Orange Beach every year. The ACM Awards air at 7 p.m. on April 5th on WKRG. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Talking with my friend Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and we were talking about getting your yard and landscape done and finished and looking perfect, but you said there's another step.
In my opinion, the icing on the cake really is landscape lighting, especially right now. I mean, it's dark at 5:30, and if you want to extend the enjoyment of that new front yard or backyard, or if you just want to wow everyone.
Yeah, you want to show it off. I'll say it.
Landscape lighting really is the best way. In a number of ways, we do that with uplighting the trees and path lights and backlighting a couple of different things. I mean, it really is the icing on the cake.
Y'all are very specific about that. It's not just throwing some lights out there. There's reasons to put a light here, there, and somewhere else.
Right. There's a science to it, and we don't want it to look like a runway. So, you know, we take design elements into it. And another thing is that the landscape lighting now is all LED, so it's lasting much longer. It's using a tenth of the power, and it's about half the price it used to be about 10 years ago.
All right. We want to get lit up. Let's give you a call. How do we get in touch?
You can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Alabama High School Basketball State Championships will wrap up tomorrow in Birmingham. Yesterday, they had the semifinal games in 7A and the state championships for 1A. Unfortunately, our local teams fell just shy of moving on to the finals. The Fairhope boys team lost to Mountain Brook 60-50. Spartans will face Lee Montgomery for the 7A title on Saturday night at 5:45. Mountain Brook looking to win their fourth blue map in a row. The McGill Tulane girls team lost to Spain Park 48-35 in the 7A semifinals. Spain Park will take on Hoover on Saturday for the title. St. Luke's girls team came close to winning the 1A title yesterday, but fell to Spring Garden in the championship game 53-45. And Pickens County won the 1A boys title with a 57-55 win over Lynette. Today, a couple of our local teams have titles on the line. In 3A girls, T.R. Miller will face Pisgah at 12:30. And then for the 4A boys state championship at 5:45 tonight, Williamson faces Talladega. Good luck to our local teams here as they try to bring blue maps back to the area. Yesterday at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, quarterbacks, tight ends, and receivers worked out on the field for teams. Unsurprisingly, former Alabama wide receiver Henry Ruggs was the fastest on the field. Ruggs ran an official 4.27 second 40-yard dash.
That was easy. He made that look easy. 4.28, can of corn.
Wow.
That was the second fastest time in the last 14 years. Receiver John Ross ran a record 4.22 40-yard dash back in 2017. Yesterday, also Ruggs' teammate Jerry Jeudy, he ended up running a 4.46. Offensive linemen, running backs, and special teamers bench-pressed on Thursday with Fresno State's Natane Moody outpacing everyone. Moody benched 225 pounds 44 times. It's the fifth most reps since 2000. But it was actually a punter who stole the show. Arizona State's Michael Turk, the only kicker or punter to take part in the bench press at the Combine, he ended up putting up 25 reps, better than all but one of the tight ends and all 33 wide receivers who took part in the drill. Auburn defensive tackle Derek Brown is expected to be a top draft pick in April. Yesterday, he told media that playing in the SEC has prepared him for the big league.
You know, week in, week out, you know, we're going against the best talent in the country. So, I mean, those guys, you know, on the other side of the ball, you know, they're trying to do the same thing I'm trying to do. And, you know, it's just about who can impose a will on another person.
Today, Brown and the rest of the defensive linemen, along with linebackers, will take the field for day three of on-field workouts. Schedule for college basketball this weekend. Tomorrow, South Alabama has a doubleheader at home against rival Troy. The women's team takes the court at Mitchell Center at 4, followed by the men's team. And Auburn has a huge game against number 8-ranked Kentucky at 2:45 tomorrow afternoon. You can hear the game right here on FM Talk 106.5. 6:51, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and mild with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The Mobile Boat Show opens March 6th at the Mobile Convention Center. It's the biggest show on the Gulf Coast, with the best prices of the year on hundreds of boats, accessories, tackle, and more. Whether you fish the Gulf or cruise the bay, you'll find a boat that fits your budget. And it's fun for the whole family. March 6th through 8th, indoors and outdoors at the Mobile Convention Center, with lots of downtown parking. It's presented by Hancock Whitney Bank and worth a drive from anywhere. Don't miss it.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Good morning, everyone, for the CanesWarriorKids.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. Still there at South Water Street and Monroe Street. It's going to be a minor fender bender waiting for the wreckers now. Looks good from Airport, Spring Hill, the Dolphin at 65, Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Regular delays along Highway 90, and no problems coming in from the Eastern Shore. Daphne, Spanish Fort, you're clear. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile. They've got the perfect gift for that unique someone. From the independent art to books and clothing to the oddity items, you can see them online at SerpentsofBienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 654 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday morning. Reminder, too, you can take us with you on your smartphone, the TuneIn radio app. It's the word tune and in mashed together into one, TuneIn, and then radio. It is a free app. Now they have a pay version, but if you just get the freemium version, you can stream us all day long on your smartphone. TuneIn radio app free over at the iTunes store or at Google Play.
Yeah, and your smart devices, not just your smartphone. So
That's right. If you're home
and you got one of those things that listens to you all the time, just tell it to play some FM Talk 106.5 on TuneIn.
All right, there you go. You don't want to say the name of it. No.
No, I don't want to wake anybody up this morning.
Probably shouldn't. All right, and it's been six very bumpy days for the market as it is relating to coronavirus. More on that as we get ready to open markets today from Jessica Ettinger from Westwood One.
After many, many months of saying stocks are coming off record highs, we've got the opposite today. Stocks are coming off a plunge, another one. The Dow had its worst point drop in history on coronavirus fears. It was down 1,190 points, 4.5%. The Dow is on pace for its worst week since October of 2008. California officials now say more than 8,000 people there in that state are being monitored for coronavirus. Investors are worried the virus will slow down the global economy and the U.S. will not be spared. A number of U.S. companies say the virus will hit quarterly earnings, and not just airlines, cruise lines, hotels, but now drug maker Pfizer says it will be impacted as people worry about drug shortages. Coca-Cola says it won't have any shortage of Coke or Diet Coke, but it is initiating contingency supply plans for ingredients it sources from China.
You talk about an epidemic pandemic if people couldn't get their Diet Coke. Trouble. All right. Also saw stats out from the National Park Service yesterday as they were ranking the most visited parks in the United States. And it's done it once again. It is Great Smoky Mountain National Park that leads the nation. Now, a lot of people would think the Yellowstone, right? Yellowstone would have more people. But Great Smoky Mountain National Park attracted 12.5 million visitors last year. Anybody who's trying to drive through Cades Cove can agree there were about 100,000 in front of you whenever you're trying to get through there or going on 441 through the park. But yeah, 12. How about that? 12.5 million visitors to Great Smoky Mountain National Park. More than 327 million people visited national park sites last year, a 2.9% increase from 2018, and the third highest number since recording began. Record recording started back in 1904. So this is pretty heady stuff. I love Great Smoky Mountain National Park. I'm a national park person. Not everybody is.
You were part of the numbers, weren't you?
Yeah.
This year?
Yeah. I do dig the parks. And for us, I mean, there's some closer ones, national seashores around here and others. But to get that venue change for coastal folks, the closest national park for the mountains for us is going to the Smokies.
I've got to make it up there.
Oh, but you have not?
I don't think so. Not the park.
Okay, you've got to remedy that big time. You'll be one part of the 12.5 billion. We'll remedy that. All right. Hour number two on the way. We'll check news next.